Welcome back to DC Cinematic Minute, the daily podcast in which we analyze Zack Snyder's Justice League by each individual minute. My name is Mark. You can find me on all social media at Mark Meadows.
And my name is Nathan. You can find me on all social media at NoClutchNate.
And today we're talking about minute 191 of part 6, Something Darker, of Zack Snyder's Justice League. This minute is going to start off with the Flying Fox preparing to attack the barrier that is protecting Steppenwolf's fortress in Przhornov. And then the minute is going to end with the Flying Fox preparing for an emergency landing. So in this minute, Batman is attacking the Apocalypton barrier. And in doing so, the Flying Fox will be injured and then it'll start to crash. But the good news is that he did break the barrier and then break this control tower. This
like the shield generator. That's like the in one fell swoop, in 1 minute.
In 1 minute.
In a 60-second shot, which kind of, I don't know about you, Mark.
But for a four-hour movie, right?
Yeah, I'm going to jump right into it. That's kind of wild. That seems like it's a big thing. I mean, like a big old, just like compared to like just the raw alien type power that we've seen just from this Apocalypton menace. His shield goes down with just rockets. And it's like, well, and we had this discussion months ago about Steppenwolf. It's like, well, has he ever encountered rockets? They were down in the old tunnel, in the Gotham tunnel, and when the bat crawling bat claw, what do you call it?
The Nightcrawler. The crawling bat.
I was getting there. Give me a couple more tries. Yeah, it shot a rocket at Steppenwolf and he blasted the wall. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's just like kind of the theatrical version, I think, does it in a way worse style. Because like this whole moment here in the theatrical one is,
I don't remember if he shoots it once to test it and then sees and then that it regenerates and then he goes okay,
into it.
Yeah. There's some things that, okay, so full disclosure, for this entire week, it is just action. We've this for a 4 hour movie. It's now minute 191, and we're getting to a week that is the third act, all action now. We've done our Zack Snyder, like, DC mythology and Gods Among Men and all this talk that we've had, and now we're here to talk about a full week of just action stuff. So a lot of, each minute is going to be a bunch of action focusing on something specific, and with this one, it's Batman flying the flying fox into this fortress and destroying the tower and dismantling the barrier. Like you said, Nate, I think it's a little too convenient that this barrier is disrupted within this 1 minute.
Yeah.
Where it's you know, for all Zack Snyder wants to do with like creating these big illustrated action pieces, like we've seen, you know, the battle on Kandor and Man of Steel, and you know, even the world engine and how Christopher Meloni's character in Man of Steel and Lois Lane with the phantom bomb that they create to get rid of the Black Zero. You know, like there's all these like elaborate action plots, if you will. And this one, I know it's to build the charge and to disrupt the unity, but this barrier goes down pretty quick. And I'm kind of surprised that it is just rockets and not like a Kryptonian rocket, or like kryptonite rocket, if you will. Like, I know it's,
well, why would
not,
it be that
they're not Kryptonians, but like, shouldn't there be like some sort of pathogen that, like, because it's like an organic thing, right? Like, I think for the sake of like a cinematic universe, maybe you should just say like kryptonite just kind of like works for all xeno.
No, yeah, dude, that's terrible. No, but I get what you're saying. Like, we already did get a scene of them messing with kryptonite technology and a kryptonite gun hours ago when he was applying it to the gauntlet. So wouldn't like your mechanist warmongering mindset of this is Alfred Pennyworth, you know, the classic warmonger, wouldn't your like savvy brain just immediately tell you, oh yeah, we can also strap these to missiles and it'll have it, it's not, it's like it'll have its explosion but also like an energy effect too, so maybe the energy would cancel out your
dissipate it.
Yeah, and then
the opposite way,
up and help. But you know, no, I guess it's just regular.
We're just gonna use a not just one rocket. We'll use a bunch of rockets, and that'll like punch through. And what something that I feel like is a missed opportunity here is like, so Batman shoots one rocket, hits the barrier, creates a dent, it regenerates. Cyborg says, like, it's, you know, it's repairing itself and whatnot. But then Batman says, I just have to knock a little, was it louder?
He harder, says, louder,
no,
better, faster, stronger.
That's the thing. He doesn't say, I have to knock a little harder, which I feel like is what you should say, because that's, one, that's what you're doing. And two, it's poetic because it's hell. Like, you're going into hell. You have to knock a little harder. You know, it's like a, what is it? Is it Rolling Stones or is this another song? It's like, or is it Guns N' Roses? Or it's like, you know, knocking on heaven's door, right? Like, or
yeah,
in
knock,
this case,
knock,
it's
knocking
hell.
On heaven's door.
Yeah, like, gotta knock a little harder. Like, why didn't you specifically say harder? Like, maybe this is a writing critique, more or less, but like, couldn't you just change the word to say knock? I just gotta knock a little harder. Like, Batman, you're on like a suicide run here. Like,
Maybe
they're poetic about like dying. Like, this is like a suicide run. Like, you have to knock harder to get in.
Well, maybe they're thinking, you, maybe in their thought is, you got to knock a little louder. They got to hear it.
The bomb's got to be louder. They don't got to hit harder. It's got to be louder.
So more of them.
Yeah.
I don't
pump
know.
Up the bass on those
maybe
rockets.
Maybe they tried both ways and we just got louder.
Yeah. Maybe Ben Affleck just... He just improvised on the line. But,
couldn't do harder. We got to knock a little harder.
Oh, that's why.
He couldn't get
the
over
Boston
it.
The Boston came out.
We got to knock a little harder. He couldn't get faster.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it.
Maybe if, that we're might... on, if that's right, that would make this entire podcast worthwhile.
Yeah. Yeah. But something I do want to, you know, say that I do like seeing this, and even in the theatrical version, because this scene is very similar, is this tower, right? Like, so Batman, he flies in, gets through the barrier, and to disrupt the shield, he shoots this tower. Now, being very well familiar with the New 52, when they did Earth 2, which...
Yes.
And Steppenwolf is attacking Earth 2. Darkseid is in Earth Prime. And then we have Earth 2. And Steppenwolf is there. And in that one, there is a control tower. Right? There's a big tower.
Yeah, it's the same. It's like the same thing that we see in, I guess, next week or a couple more minutes where it's a tower. It's a base. It's a big old.
Yeah. And
organic,
in that one, that
you know, I almost said Osgiliath.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Are you talking about Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I switched to that just because I was thinking about it. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yes, there's just a big tower in Earth 2.
Okay. And that Earth 2, Batman destroys it, but he also dies in that. That Earth 2, Batman dies in that.
But he gets what it's like he does, and he destroys the tower, but like that doesn't save the day. And it's like, well, you just committed suicide for absolutely, I mean, not for no reason, because like you did what you did,
that's
and like
sacrifice.
It did knock down the tower, but that tower wasn't the end game. So you died on step one. What the hell, man?
Yeah, which is it's very sad. But then that's how you get like. in that version, it's Helena Wayne who's Huntress, and then and then there's like a Power Girl as well. But the Trinity die in that version. Like Wonder Woman gets killed by Steppenwolf, and I don't know what happened to Superman exactly, but
he got turned into Berserk, which was like Apocalypse version of Superman.
So you got parademon.
Yeah, pretty much. So he's not really, but he's Kryptonian, so it's different.
Which is what they tried to do in Justice League War, which is the animated version.
Yeah, he was getting
Dasan was
in that thing. Or whatever they said in Ninja Turtles. They said in Ninja Turtles is great.
Yeah. And
keep it in the same universe.
Kind of, right? And so, it's so seeing it here, it's like, oh, I see the blueprint. I see where it's 2017, this movie comes out, but looking back at 2011, they were like, we want this to be part of our cinematic universe. It's like, we created the New 52. We thought this was going to be successful enough that it would,
you're going to get all these movies and
they're going to tie and be based on this New 52, because we've reset the whole thing. Everyone can start here. And so you see it here now in this film where it's like, okay, Batman, he's going in, he might die doing this, he's going to destroy the tower and the barrier is going to break down. And it doesn't take away what you said, Nate, where it's like, this is, you might just die on step one here. And I don't know if that's the smartest idea.
Died, yeah. And it's like, dang, you didn't even get the power. You didn't even get the extra life. That's like a quarter of the way through the level.
Yeah. And I think that's where it becomes like, yes, I can see it and point at it and go, oh, look, I understand this reference. But also, we've grown so far with not only the DC comics, but with these movies themselves and like the progression of Batman in this universe and all this stuff. So that when we get to this action piece here, it's like, maybe we need to change it up. Like, thank you for referencing something from the comics, but now in the context of Batman being like, oh, I brought this team together, like, now I'm gonna go do this. And it's like, yeah, but you might just die doing this. Like, I don't know if that's, I don't know if that should be part of the plan. But maybe he's just like arrogant in Batman. He's like, I know I'm gonna live through this. And it's like,
well, see, now that's my point that I can bring up and to have it as a defense for it. Now, this, granted, remember, everybody and listeners, that this is still only 1 minute of this movie, and that's all they're giving him. So on that side of the New 52 references, it's like, okay, well, the New 52 only gets 1 minute of a reference in it. And it's like, well, it's that. It's the flying into the tower, and he blows his thing up. It's like, okay, great. Can we move on? Like, it's kind of like, okay, we got to check special characteristics. Got it. Move on. Anyway, so that's kind of funny. It's still just 1 minute, but what Batman is doing with him just like taking whatever vehicle he has and just firing everything he's got at it to go through it is not unlike this Batman. And that seems to be like how he handles a lot of the things in the Batmobile, specifically in Dawn of Justice. You know, he went through everything. Think about it. Everything. The boat. Big old boat. We had a whole thing about the boat. He went through the boat. The building. We catch up with the semi truck. He went through the building. Came out of it. Goes through brick. You know, just runs through buildings left and right in that thing. So it's not uncommon for him to do that.
He spent so much time on this flying fox. The entire movie.
So, and I'm trying to think, what is, so like, and then he had the flying, the Batwing, if we're going to call it a Batwing, at the end of Dawn of Justice.
He tried to keep that thing alive.
He did. Yeah. But then when he got to a building, he did, he jumped off of it.
He got clipped by Doomsday there and then got sent into it. So yeah. But yeah, the flying fox, very, very short lived, and I don't know that it, you know, you want to like the Batman toys, right? Because then you want to go buy a Batman toy.
Yeah.
And the multi-troop transport Flying Fox kind of looks cool.
I wouldn't buy it.
But you wouldn't buy it, right? Because you're just like, I don't know that I fell in love with it. With what
no,
it
I didn't.
Do.
Yeah, it's we didn't.
It would have been cool if, like, I don't know if the Justice League could have all been a part of this, right? Like, what if they were all in it and they were all, like, you know, like a Millennium Falcon, just like part of shooting rockets and making sure, like, any parademons that were flying up to them, they could, like, anti-air them or something, right? As they all try to punch through this barrier. And then, you know, like, Batman's like, all right, everyone brace for landing. And then they land in it, and then they all disperse, right? And then they start, you know, attacking the fortress because they got in. It seems weird that, like, everyone else is on the outside, and they're just
again,
like, I'll just wait for this to come down.
We were talking about this last week. Like, it's so odd that Batman just wants to do this thing. Like, why did you drop your friends off so far away?
The metahumans.
And then was like, I'm gonna go fly my ship into this thing. And they're like, wait. Well, hang on, dude. Like, no bothered to say, wait, why?
Even the
what
Flying
are you talking
Fox is
about?
Like, this is why the Flying Fox didn't want to be fixed.
Yeah.
So he's like, don't fix me, bro.
He's like, dude, that guy's
just going to save me.
He's just going to crash me into a building, man.
I want to know part of this.
Fly me into a building.
Yeah, leave
I
me
thought
out
we
of
learned
it.
From this. I thought we learned from this.
Yeah.
Man. Black Zero event, that's what really pissed Bruce off, was he was just didn't have his Flying Fox at the time to
yeah, he said I would have done it myself.
He got pissed off when he saw the big old jet fly into the into the
oh
world,
and he wrote it like, down, he mental notes,
yeah, and he was like, I could have done that and he knew was it Colonel Nathan Hardy, he knew Nathan Hardy and he
yeah,
knew
that's
he was
okay,
on
that's
that
okay.
And he was like, dude, that a-hole, you know.
Stole my thunder.
He stole everything. He stole my flow.
Yeah. No,
that's really what happened.
Yeah, so.
No, so yeah, it's not uncommon for Batman to just, like, fly his toys into the whole playset, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kid spent so much time building the Lego, and Batman comes with his X-Wing and goes, watch this, and crashes it into it. And so, dude, come on. We got Jenga over there. You could just do that with that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no.
And now I'm thinking about it with, because I still haven't seen Rebel Moon yet, but I don't know. Does Zack Snyder do this again? Do we have, you know, just crashing planes and ships into things to get
punch
through.
A hole into a thing. Yeah, maybe.
It's a very
we'll see.
It's a very Star Wars thing here that we got going on to, like, just get through it. Obviously, like, having a big ship. But yeah, I think the Flying Fox just in general, like, just had potential because it's a big ship. There's a lot going on with it. Obviously, we had in the last week, we had a bit of a set stage so you could have, like, the actors and costume interact inside of it. But then they never really interacted with the ship itself. And I think that's the potential that is lost. Is that Batman flies it.
Can't do anything in it.
Yeah. And you know, what's the precedent really is Watchmen, right? Because when you think of Watchmen and then this movie with Night Owl, it's like you see it. You see it's used in so many ways and so many scenes that it's like that are memorable. And with this, it's just like it's there as a talking piece, and then it just sacrifices itself, and then that's it. That and you know tomorrow we'll see the crash landing and you know the Flying Fox is kind of abandoned, but in this one it's like it's giving it all, like it'll do its job here, and like this is pretty much gonna be it. So you get a really cool shot of Batman flying a ship, but then that's gonna be it. So. Of course, Steppenwolf in this minute, he's just upset about the whole thing. So
I have we talked about this a long time ago, Mark, you and I,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember, but I never understood him saying, get to the carriage. And I think you told, I mean, obviously you're the only one that I've talked to about this, but you told me it was like, oh yeah, so like the flying fox, he sees that as a carriage. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah. Like, he's still speaking like it's a medieval times or something.
Is that what it is? I mean, we have seen like that is how apocalyptics talk. They do have some sort of
old ways of talking,
just a pantometer to them, you know, and it's like, okay, cool,
get to
I'm
the carriage.
All for it. So
five. Yeah,
get to the carriage though. Like, is that just it? Was that the only answer that I need? These are just, well, they talk medieval.
I'm glad
like,
you brought
okay.
it.
Yeah, he's a knight.
It up because yeah, we did talk about it a long time ago. But yeah, it's like, get to the carriage. It's like, oh, okay. It's just it's ye old English, ye old apocalyptic you got going on there. So,
this moment now is when I'm finally realizing, like, okay, I get it. I like it.
Yeah.
All the times before, I was like, I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like him saying carriage. Why is it a carriage?
What else? I feel like get to the. Nothing else really works. But
ship,
like, just, I just
ship, cup, get, speeder, get... ship.
I'm also, yeah. So obviously they can't go underground either, right? Given all the tunnels, they tried going underground. It didn't work out for them. So now they've got to fly into it. They got to go from the sky because they try going.
Who goes underground?
The Metropolis Project. We were in the Nightcrawler. We tried going underground once. It didn't work out. So now we've got to fly in. The Justice League.
Yeah, they were in the underground because of just it being
underwater, like in the harbor,
underground,
like in the
that's
tunnels.
Where he was torturing people from Star Labs.
Yeah,
where it was just secluded and abandoned. It's not like he was trying to get underground to this, to the Unity.
Yeah. So yeah, it is what it is for a minute. Do you find it entertaining?
Not yet.
Yeah, right? Not yet.
Again, because one thing, it's sometimes like Batman just looks I don't know how to explain it, because like you can have these same shots when he's flying the flying fox in or the Batwing in Dawn of Justice, and you know it'll switch between his cockpit view and the cool little knee camera that he had on the dashboard that was just really awesome for when Alfred was doing. But like the cockpit view shots look a lot better than this, and I don't know if I want to say it's completely like his whole new cowl and goggles where it's just like this just doesn't look it, or if it's you know a whole different color palette that this was, you know, color corrected in, so it doesn't look as dark and gritty or whatever people were calling it before. But it's I'm not getting that same Batman flying a ship feel that I did get in Dawn of Justice.
Yeah, with and I think there's a shot here that parallels Dawn of Justice when he's like looking down. So it's like it's he's kind of like banking with the flying fox the same way that he banked the Batwing. And he's kind of like looking down at the streets, and there's so it kind of parallels that same exact shot. But besides that, you're right, Nate. Like you can tell, like there's a very different style that the way Dawn of Justice looks to like this one, and I think what it is that like makes the action in Dawn of Justice more entertaining than here. Thinking about like this action just started and you said not yet.
Yeah.
But in Dawn of Justice, the action is almost like it hasn't happened yet. And that's exciting because with Doomsday and like some of the warehouse scenes, like the warehouse scene, it's there's like this suspense of like, well, Doomsday's up and about and the Trinity hasn't formed yet and started fighting. Like, it hasn't gotten to that like anime level fighting that Dawn of Justice has yet. And in like the warehouse scene, like Batman hasn't like broken through the ground yet and started like going full Arkham City on like all the goons.
Right.
But you're still like, this is awesome. Even though like the Batwing is going in and just like blowing up a couple Humvees, or like Doomsday is like getting mad on like top of the Lex Tower. Like that, those like little clips alone, like if they were a minute when we were doing minute movies by minute, like they're still very exciting because there was so much to talk about. Like, oh, this looks like King Kong, or like, you know, Batman's like so regretful now that he tried to kill Superman, but now he's like trying to make up for it by saving Martha. There was so much like in the storytelling of like the way that Ben Affleck looked in the Batwing, as he kind of looks like without remorse that he just blew up those Humvees so he can like make an entrance into this warehouse safely. You know, the entertaining part was there because there was like the suspense of like what's about to happen in this entire third act, where it's like, here we had like a pep talk, everyone got ready, he dropped them off, and then he like went in, shot the barrier, and like got through. And it was like, I mean, you're just going in and doing it, but I don't feel this like, I don't feel as rallied as I did in Dawn of Justice yet. Like, it's gonna happen, but it's just, I don't know, I feel more rallied later when Superman and Cyborg do their thing.
Yeah.
And I guess come Wednesday, it'll try to be like, all right, we're here. This is what you wanted to see, right? When the whole Justice League kind of show up, but we'll get there. But for now,
it's like, it's too big. It's kind of like, it's too big. Like, now we're out, like, yeah, we're not playing with our action figures in our bedrooms anymore. We moved them to the backyard. So like the set got way bigger and you still only got like your six characters or your six figures. And you're like, well, where do I go with these, with all these, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just, it's a little too big right now. And we're like forcing it to be small with making Batman going off on his own and dropping everybody off and going, okay, now you go save the day. Mm-hmm. Or something.
Yeah, it's actually a really good, you know, reference that you're making, because like I used to own like so many military vehicles. Like buying military vehicle toys was like,
yeah, that you got a lot of Jeeps,
that and, and a lot of dinosaurs. Tanks. Yeah, and like so, but like, you know, like aircraft carriers and helicopters and, you know, jets, like. I would just buy so many, any type of military figure or vehicle. I was like, I want that. And I also want any dinosaur toys. And you just, as a kid, you like make these big battlefields that are happening between military and dinosaurs. But then thinking like in the same scale here with the Justice League movie, at some point you get the flying fox and you're like, well, I'm going to pick up the toy and I'm going to do this. But then I've got all these other toys that I've been wanting to play with. So it's like, I'm going to put this down.
Yep.
And I may not come back to it. And I think that's, you know, that's exactly what you're saying. It's like, I've also got the Batmobile in here that I want to use. So I'm just going to put this down now.
And then get to the Batmobile because my Batman's already sitting in the chair of the Batmobile because he doesn't fit in the chair of the Flying Fox because it's not the right action figure, but it's the right action figure for the Batmobile. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This toy logic. That's what it is. All right, we're going to wrap up for today. If you've enjoyed today's show, please consider leaving a 5-star review. It really does help the show and helps new listeners discover our show as well. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can chat with us on Twitter at DCEUMinute. And if you'd like to hear more bonus content, we also have a Patreon for just $3 with tons of other podcasts to listen to. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next one here on DC Cinematic Minute.